Good afternoon. Sunshine is dominating the weather today across the northern half of New York and New England, roughly from I-90 and points north, while clouds have streamed in across the southern tier, the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. And we're even seeing some spotty light rain and snow showers across these areas early today. The clouds will tend to increase along and slightly north of I-90 through the afternoon hours, while the rain showers will continue to the south. To the north, maybe some high thin clouds will stream in, but the day will be dominated more by sunshine in these areas. Either way, it looks like high temperatures on average will be in the lower 50s by late this afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy. A stronger system will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley and slide south of New York City tonight and tomorrow. On this track, showers will push into our region, primarily south of I-90 tonight, and across a little bit more of the area during the day tomorrow. Otherwise, temperatures back down into the upper 30s to around 40 for overnight lows, and with the clouds and showers on Friday, making it only up to the 50-degree mark. The nicest day out of the next several should be on Saturday, with high pressure building in behind the system. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine. Clouds will tend to increase in the afternoon, but it will stay dry and become milder, with highs reaching to about 60. Another potent system will head our way for the day on Sunday. Right now, it looks like a cloudy and showery day, perhaps even some wet snow across the higher terrain, with highs staying in the 40s on average. Behind this system, a few lingering showers on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies back to the lower 50s before the sun returns on Tuesday, pushing us back into the upper 50s. Another chance of rain on Wednesday of next week and highs back into the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the active weather across portions of the southern plains from yesterday will spread east to much of the southeast today. The storm system responsible for this activity will push across the same areas, supporting the potential for widespread heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms. The axis of the heaviest rain across northern Louisiana, central Mississippi, and central Alabama will fall in regions that had very heavy rainfall amounts last week. These areas have stream flows that are well above normal, increasing the risk of additional flash flooding from upcoming heavy rain. To the north of the heaviest rain and severe weather potential, moderate to locally heavy rain is also possible through the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and southern New England through the rest of the week. Meanwhile, an enhanced to critical fire weather threat will continue over the next 2 days from portions of the southwest and into the southern high plains. The combination of low relative humidity and windy conditions will support the potential for wildfires from southeast Arizona, southern New Mexico, and into southwest Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a chance of showers by the end of the day in the lower 50s. Boston, increasing clouds in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 87, set in 2007 and in 1902. And the record low, 26, in 1975. Sunrise this morning at 6 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with increasing clouds late today and highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with rain likely tonight and lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers possible by the end of the day today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 50. cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and cool with showers likely, especially south of I-90, highs around 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday near 60. More showers likely on Sunday, some wet snow possible in the hill towns in the 40s. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower Monday in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny upper 50s Tuesday and another chance of rain on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.